Welcome to A Look in the Book. This broadcast is brought to you by Bob Away Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of messages out of the book of Mark. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready and turn to Mark chapter 10, beginning in verse 17, as we take a look in the book.
See, that was this man's problem. Somebody else's problem may have been chasing women, or it may have been drugs or alcohol. But whatever your sin problem is, you can't take that with you. You got to leave that at the door. Lord have mercy. That was his problem. This was a greedy rich man. Jesus said, go sell everything you have, give it to the poor. And notice, Jesus didn't even say, give it to me. Lord have mercy. Did y'all catch that? Oh, my goodness. Because, see, if we had some preachers today, they would have told that rich man, they would have gave him the plan of salvation, and then come on and join my church, and I'm going to put you on the board. Whatever board or committee you want to be on, I'll put you on it. Hello, somebody. They would have been running after that money, wouldn't they? Oh, they would have been after that tithe money, wouldn't they? Lord have mercy. Y'all don't want to say amen in the house of the Lord. Listen. Can I help somebody this morning? See, that's the problem with our churches today. You know what the problem is with the church today? We done lowered the standard in order to get rich folks like this man who's running after riches rather than running after Jesus. We have put them on boards and committees in our churches. Did you hear what I say? They may be religious, but they ain't got a relationship with Jesus. And that's the problem with our church today. Francis Schaeffer started over 40-some years ago. Back in 1974, Francis Schaeffer began to talk about the growth of the church. He said, we are growing big on the outside, but we are growing soft in the word on the inside. Lord have mercy, that's a mouthful right there. See, when I even came and started preaching 30-some years ago, they told us, make sure, preachers, you hold the line and don't water down the word. Because if you water down the word, you're going to have a watered-down church. And that's the problem today. The reason we can't address the ills of our society is because we got a watered-down church. Because if you're preaching a watered-down gospel, you're going to have watered-down Christians. And if you got watered-down Christians, you're going to have a watered-down church. That's the problem. We are inviting and opening the doors to folks who don't know Jesus, but because they got money, come on in here. We got entertainers in our churches today who don't know Jesus, but come on in here. We got rock stars who don't know Jesus, but they got money, so come on in here. We got folks who own the nightclub. They don't know Jesus. That's all right. You got some money. Come on in here. We got folks that own the casinos, just like this man in the text. He's rich, so come on in here. We won't preach against their sin because their sin will run them out of here. So in order to keep them in here, we'll preach a watered-down gospel. Oh, you may not want to hear me this morning. But that's the problem. We got churches that's 40,000 but can't even change a school district. What's something is wrong with that picture? You got 40,000 at your church, and you can't even influence the school board, 8 people on the school board, to change their policy? Something wrong with that picture. The salt done lost its savor. The light done went out. It ain't shining no more in the darkness. Lord have mercy. You don't let the rich folks come in and then take out the light bulbs. You'll catch it on the way home. Amen. 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 And see, we get excited by having rich folks in our church. Listen. I'm not talking about the super rich. I'm just talking about the upper class. We got a lot of entertainers. We got a lot of football stars and basketball stars. That are multimillionaires. But what are they really doing for our society spiritually? Oh, we buying their shoes. We buying their $300 shoes. But what are they doing for our community? Oh, yeah, they may build a lit gymnasium. Anybody can build a gymnasium. You a $1 million man. Lord, have mercy. Listen, I was listening to an interview with Michael Jordan's sister. And Michael Jordan's sister said, I'm praying for Michael. She said, everybody love Michael. They love Michael. But Michael is a very selfish, rich man. She said, I'm praying for Michael because Michael just think about himself and nobody else. She said, I'm praying for Michael. She said, and I'm not worried about the money. I don't want him to give me no money. What I'm concerned about is his soul. She said, Michael ain't saved, and I'm praying that he gets saved. See, the Bible says, what do it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his soul? See, we ought not be running after these big shots and these folks' money. We need to be running after their soul. Jesus loved this man. You got to love him enough to tell him the truth. And let the chips fall where they may. Notice, Jesus, after this man turned and went away, Jesus didn't say, hey, hold up. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Did you notice that? Jesus said, no. He told his disciples, see, it's hard for a rich man to get in. Because the disciples had been brainwashed that if you're rich, that's a sign of God's favor. And if you poor, that's a sign of God's disfavor. And that's why they behave like they behave when Jesus told them that it's so hard for a rich man to get in. They say, now, if it's hard for a rich man, then, man, it's sure enough hard on poor folks. Because they had been brainwashed, even by the teaching of their day. And that's how it is today. When I used to work down at the mission, folks would get out of their cars. They would be walking around, you know, big shots and everything, thinking and looking down on some of those brothers because they owned the streets. They was thinking that they was in better shape than the brothers was. I say, oh, I wish he would sit down a moment with that brother right there because that brother, even though he's on the street, he knows Jesus. And he could tell that man a thing or two. Oh, let me rush on. Lord, have mercy. I ended up preaching that. Let's rush on right quick. The third thing, Jen. Are you with me, Bible way? Your riches can make you prideful. Your riches can make you prideful. Not only can your riches fool you or your riches make you selfish, but your riches can make you prideful. You can be so rich. Stay with me now. Can't nobody tell you what to do. You may not want to say amen this morning, but you can be so rich that can't nobody tell you what to do. Why this man didn't do what Jesus told him to do? Because this man in his mind, who are you to tell me what to do? I don't want to got the money. How can this poor preacher tell me to go sell? No. I got this money with my best thinking. But you can't get into heaven with your thinking. You got to get into heaven with Jesus' thinking. Look, it looked like this man was humble, didn't it? Because when you look at the story right here at verse number 17, it sure looked like that he was humble. Because the Bible says in verse 17, he came running and he kneeled. He got on his knees before Jesus. Now that's humble. Isn't that a sign of humility? I mean, he's on his knees. Now, think about it. A man, a lot of time it's easy to see a lady come and get on her, but you're talking about a man getting on his knees. That really shows a sign of humility. But how many of you know you can be kneeling on the outside and standing up on the inside? Yeah. You can be humble in your position, but you can be prideful in your condition. This man was humble, it seemed, in his position. He had the right posture, but he didn't have the right condition. His heart was full of pride. He was so prideful, he didn't want to do what Jesus told him to do. Listen, Jesus had just finished teaching about how to be saved. If you read your Bible and go back up to verse number 13 through 16, he had just told them, in order to get into the kingdom, you got to humble yourself like a child. Yeah. He said in verse 15, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he cannot enter therein. See, the thing about a little child, whatever mama say, mama and daddy knows best. So they just obey mama and daddy because mama and daddy knows best. But when you come as an adult, then you go on your own best thinking because you think that I know best. Yeah, and that's the difference between coming to God as a child and coming to God as an adult. If you come to God as an adult, you're trying to come in on your best thinking. But when you come to God as a child, you're coming in there on his best thinking. You're saying, I'm going to obey you, Jesus, because you know best. Oh, yeah. So your riches can make you proud. For last thing, your riches can keep you on the wrong road. That's the thing about riches. They can keep you on the wrong road. Did you notice that? The problem with this rich man in our story was he had gotten on the wrong road and couldn't get off. Yeah, when it was time for him to get off the wrong road, he couldn't get off the wrong road. Yeah. He came looking for eternal life, but he chose to stay on the road that had temporary life. He came looking to get on the road to go to heaven, but he chose to stay on the road that was going to hell. He came to follow Jesus, the master, but he ended up staying on the road where money was his master. See, that was his problem. He had tried to serve two masters. You can't serve two masters, Jesus says over in Matthew chapter 6. He says, no man can serve two masters. Either he will love one and despise the other. He's going to either hold the one and let go of the other. You can't serve God and money. You got to make a choice. They're two different masters. And Jesus says it's a lot easier even for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Why? He said because a rich man is trusting in his riches. He can't let go of his riches. See, it's one thing to own your riches, but it's another thing for your riches to own you. See, this man was trying to go up, but his riches was holding him down. He was trying to go ahead, but his riches was holding him back. His riches now had become his master, and his riches said, no, you got to stay over here. Lord, have mercy. How should we apply this lesson? Are you going to go with me, by the way? Let me just give you three takeaway points. First of all, pray for yourself. Did you hear what I said? Pray for yourself. Because, see, your riches can fool you. You can think you're safe and you're out. You can think you're safe, but you're lost. Because you're looking at the outside rather than looking at the inside. That's why David said, listen, and even Paul said it. We learned this on Wednesday night. Paul says, I don't care what folks' evaluation of me is. I don't care what my own evaluation of me. Matter of fact, I don't even examine me. He says, but I want the Lord to examine me. That's why David said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. And see, is there any wicked ways in me? And then lead me in the pathway of righteousness. Oh, that's what you got to do. You got to pray for yourself. But number two, don't let nothing keep you from Jesus the Master. Don't let nothing keep you from Jesus the Master. This man let his money keep him from Jesus the Master. He had a chance to follow Jesus, but he ended up following his money. Don't you let your money keep you from Jesus. Oh, don't you let whatever your sin problem is keep you from Jesus. If money is the problem, don't let that money. Or it may be a man. Don't let that man take you out of the church. Lord, have mercy. Don't let that woman keep you from Jesus. Don't let no job keep you from Jesus. Don't let no career keep you from Jesus. Don't let no houses or clothes or material things keep you from Jesus. Don't let nothing keep you from Jesus. Paul says, I'm not going to let nothing separate me from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. Don't let nothing keep you from Jesus. Number three, there's always help and hope with God. There's always help and hope with God. I don't care if you are in a permanent underclass. There's always help. There's always hope in God. I don't care what man done said. There's always help. There's always hope in God. I don't care what the statistics say. There's always help. There's always hope in God. I don't care if you are rich. There are some rich folks that's going to be saved. Yeah. Zacchaeus was a rich man. He was saved. Nicodemus was a rich man. He got born again. He was saved. There's always help. It may be impossible with man, but not with God. There's always help. There's always hope in God. You may have some disability. You ain't the first one that had a disability. There's always help. There's always hope with God. You may say, well, my education is keeping me down. It ain't so much what you know, but it's who you know. If you know Jesus, you can make it. I say, if you know Jesus, in the pardon of your sins, I say, you can make it. These disciples, they didn't have no job, but they made it. They didn't have no houses, but they made it. They didn't have changes of clothes, but they made it. They didn't have no mama or daddy taking care of them, but they made it. They had left their sisters and their brothers, and they still made it. They didn't have no person like Donald Trump financing them, and they still made it. Regardless who come or regardless who leave out of your life, if you got Jesus. You can make it. And listen, one day the whole system is going to change. I say one day the whole system is going to change. The Bible says those that are at the top is going to come on down to the bottom. And those at the bottom going to come on up to the top. The Bible says the first is going to be last. And the last is going to be first. When Jesus comes to town, he's going to change the system, church. That's why you don't throw in the towel. That's why you keep your faith in Jesus. Because if you know Jesus, you can make it. I don't care what class you're in. You may be in the permanent underclass, but you can make it. You may be in the low class, but you can make it. You may be in the upper class, but you can make it. You may be in no class at all, but you can make it when you got Jesus. The Bible says weeping may endure for a night. Joy's coming in the morning. Morning is coming. I say morning is coming. You can make it. You know why you can make it? Because when the Lord is your shepherd, do I have a witness today? When the Lord is your shepherd, you don't have to want for anything. Oh, I know I'm going to make it. I say, I know I'm going to make it. You know how I know I'm going to make it? Because he lives. I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who hold my future, and life is worth living just because he lives. Do I have a witness today? I said, do I have a witness today? Can't you make it? I said, can't you make it? Can't you make it? Do he live in your life? I said, do he live in your life? You can make it then. God is not dead, but he still is alive. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today. We thank you for your word. Help us to run after the master. Because if we run after the master, we can make it. We may not have no job, but we can make it. As long as we got King Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Touch somebody's heart right now. I don't care what class they in. That's man. It's possible with God. Touch your people right now in a mighty way. For it's in Jesus' wonderful name.
Bread of life. Sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look. in the book.